Welcome to Under the Tooth, the podcast which aims to bring dentistry right to your ear, from general dentistry, specialty training, and everything in between. My name's Ilias.
And my name's Asha, and today is a COVID special. Yes, this is us back with a bang. We've been away for a
Welcome
little
back,
while.
guys.
I hope you guys haven't missed us too much. But firstly, I miss you. We're like,
Me? Are you talking to the viewers?
No, I miss you. And like, we're recording, guys, right now over virtual. We are social distance recording over Zoom and doing our audio separate. So yeah, nice to see your face.
Nice to see
Thanks for telling you miss me back.
Oh,
Obviously.
sorry. I've missed you, Asha.
I
It's
love
I don't know how we've lived without you.
trying to splutter those words out. Oh my goodness. But yeah, no, I do. It's so weird, right? It's strange how I don't know when the last time I seen you was. It was ages ago. Yeah, and things have been different. So we've been absent for a little while, guys, because we've been quite busy. We've been working throughout COVID. But today we just want to chat about, what we've been up to. So what have you been up to? Tell me.
Well, where do we begin, Asha? It's been how long is it? I mean, I think everything has. I don't really sort of try to get an update from COVID onwards, which is March onwards. So
Yeah.
what's this been? How many months? Like over 6 months, 7 months? It's
Yeah,
been
long time. Job changes, venue
job changes,
changes.
job, exactly everything really.
And
So
we're in preparation for our second lockdown right now. So we've just found out the news yesterday, right? How do you feel about it?
I mean, it was inevitable. It was always going to happen. Especially when we saw what the rest of Europe's been doing. I mean, France, Belgium, everyone's been going into a lockdown. So, I mean, we were just waiting for it. They've been talking about it for the whole of this month.
I know. It was just waiting
Yeah,
for that deadline to happen.
at least we know when it's going to happen, right?
Yeah, Thursday, because the virus is going to be away till then, isn't it?
Of
So
course, of course.
waiting for the prep,
Uncle
but
Boris has our back.
yeah. And I think though that, I think one thing I'm concerned is like I think this second lockdown is going to be a lot more mentally challenging for some people. And my biggest concern is people that live by themselves. You know that way that winter time, it's like rubbish for people's mental health anyway, when it's really dark mornings, evenings, cold. And I think that not being able to kind of do the normal things at this time of year as well, I think that that's really going to be challenging. I mean, I'm going to find it challenging myself, and I'm blessed because I can actually go to a workplace and I've got stuff to do. But
Yeah, I mean, last lockdown, at least it was during summer, or well, not summer, I mean spring, and you could go out. Everyone was going out for walks. I mean, I took lovely walks. It was quite enjoyable, to be honest. But now, with this new lockdown, it's winter. It's miserable. It's going to be raining, one whole month to begin with. And we don't know really when it. I know they've said it's going to end in a month, but we don't know if it's truly going to end in a month.
exactly.
So it's just, I guess it's quite daunting for people. And like you mentioned, we're quite blessed that we have jobs where we need to go in every single day.
I
So
get to see people.
we get to see, and yeah, and our jobs are people facing jobs where we get to say like hello and goodbye to people,
And
which
like actually see humans and
yeah.
like actually do know even more. This sounds ridiculous, but we get to touch people.
Okay,
I get to touch
Asha.
human people. No, it's so true. There's like evidence against like hugs and stuff. Okay, I don't get to hug people because of social distancing, but we're actually, these people are sitting in close proximity to us and we get to speak to them. And it's that sounds ridiculous, but do you know how grateful I am that I'm in the profession I am at this moment in time because, we need to go into work. And through multiple job roles as well, even teaching the students, having them, sometimes I'm teaching them on a virtual platform. That's still good as well because if I'm in my flat by myself, I'm still able to like have some contact with my students. And yeah, it's just yeah, I'm concerned for people that don't have that. And I really hope that they are getting support as well.
And like you mentioned, there's going to be lots of students out there who are going to be away from home, at university, on their own. I mean, that's going to be quite difficult. Maybe they're not living with their friends, they're living on campus or living away.
That's so
I think this is
true
going to be a
because,
difficult time. It's just as you said it now, it made me think about it really.
yeah,
Not
but like
everyone's going to be
even,
as blessed as us.
no, they're not. But then even thinking about the students, remember when you go to university, like that's your chance to meet people and like make friends and like network. If you don't have that opportunity to do that, just like you said, if they've moved somewhere where they don't know people, oh my goodness, especially if they're living in a place by themselves. I mean, hopefully people are in halls and they're able to admit, you know, people in that way or they're flat sharing. But if they're not,
Yeah.
that's really difficult
And there's
because how can you make friends
so
properly?
I know we've spoken to Sari about this before, about making friends when you move somewhere else, and I know he'll probably tell you in his own stories that sports is a big thing for him for when he moves somewhere else. He gets to know the football team, the bath, the cricket team, etc., etc. And they're not going to have that. Well, right now during lockdown, they're
Yeah,
not
they're
going to be
not.
able to use social events to meet new people and bridge their bubbles.
On the
So yeah,
plus side,
it's
though,
going to be a
like
difficult time.
it's, I think that virtually meeting people, I've met a few in some of the things that I've been doing, meeting people for the first time virtually, and
Yeah.
actually, I feel like I know them, even just because it's like, because you're still seeing people's
Actually, can I
faces.
stop you there? Stranger danger. You need to know your online internet safety. No, I'm only kidding.
No, but like, you know, previously when there was no virtual face to face, can you imagine not being able to see people's faces for a period of time? Like, if it was just over the phone, you know, those old telephones, like not even mobile phones.
Yeah.
Imagine the pandemic was during that time, and you like, do you know how, again, lucky we are with the advances of digital technology to be able to
Sure.
connect with people so easily? And that's been like my saving grace because if I want to speak to someone, even if they don't want to speak to me, I just need to phone them. Be like, hey,
It's quite
remember
simple.
me?
Yeah.
But like, I think, do you know what? I'm going to change the first lockdown, even with working and stuff. I spent a lot of that time like reflecting, which I don't tend to do because I'm always like busy going here and there, working between all the jobs, meeting people. So I took some time out for myself, which was good, but then too much time out for myself, I don't think really motivates me. And this time I've decided like it would be really good to focus on like some projects, even if it's in my flat, like redoing bits of my flat up, doing stuff that's not work related, because what I struggled with was separating work and home life in the first one, because I wasn't able to do what I could normally do, so I decided to do more work, which is definitely not healthy. Like, I don't like, you know, that's a really bad trap to fall into because you need to separate the two.
Yeah.
So this time I'm going to completely separate it in terms of like, you know, shutting off my laptop when it comes to that specific time, and you know, doing something separately that's not to do with my work. I've made that pact with myself from
That
tomorrow.
they are honestly great tips, and yeah, a good healthy work-life balance. I think everyone else is probably struggling with the exact same thing of there's no sort of division between home and work, because now it's work from home if you can, and there's going to be so many people out there that are struggling from exactly what you described. What would you say to even, like, let's go back to students, because we know that students are going to be at home. I mean, more at home. I think universities aren't closing this time, but they're going to be more at home than they usually are. So do you have any sort of tips or any advice for them, seeing as you've worked from home quite a bit
Yeah, well, I
the
think,
last lockdown?
do you know one of the biggest things, one of a student had said to me, like they were finding it difficult being, you know, learning from home, so they've got their lectures and stuff in their room, eating in their room, going to sleep in their room, being in their room. And I think that you need to separate and come out your room. So regardless of who you live with, you have to separate. Do you know what? I even had this conversation with my own dad. You have to have like work in a separate place from where you sleep. You can't, I never ever take my laptop and do work in my bed or anything like that, because my, you know, bedroom is for me sleeping and for me chilling out. I don't do my work there. So I take my work like just now, I'm sitting in my like living room area on the table, because if you start doing everything in the same place, you're never going to be able to separate it, like you said. Eating, do that in the kitchen, do that, if you've got people in your house or your family around or flatmates, have a chat with them while you're eating, have that social connection, or phone somebody. I often do like FaceTime when I'm cooking and stuff, because again, you need to separate everything, and I think that's one big tip. Do you know another thing that I learned that's meant to be really, really good and beneficial is that even if you're working from home, right? Okay, it's great. You can wear your pajamas and like do your work from home and you're comfy. But see if you have your shower, put on some makeup, like get ready as if you're going to go to work. It is supposed to make you feel a bit more motivated, and it definitely does. Like bottom half, you can be comfy, but get a little bit ready as if you are going to work so that you actually do some work. Otherwise, you can become really unmotivated or demotivated. And you just lounge about, and because you're in your comfy stuff, you don't go to work in your PJs, right? So sitting at home in your PJs, okay, it can be relaxing, but then it can start to demotivate you. You're laughing like, no, I'm in my
No,
pajamas from home.
I'm not
Let's see your
laughing.
bum half.
I
What are you
don't
wearing?
I don't work from home, so I don't have that problem. But no, those are great tips, to be fair. Separating that work life balance, and like you said, even if it is a case of putting work clothes on and not working in your PJs, it will give your brain that sort of division of, okay, I'm now in my work mode. And then when you take off your work clothes, you're now back at home, ready to relax and kick back. No, I can, you've given us some good tips.
You've been working in a UDC, right? Urgent Dental Centre. You still there? How's that been?
So it's in the community practice. So we're starting to return to do more community care, because obviously community services have to sort of like restart. It's been good. I mean, the UDC aspect of things have started to tail off now, just because more dental practices are open and more people are providing care. But there's still lots that does come through. So it's just a case of seeing what needs to be seen, really.
Yeah, because you're seeing urgent cases, and then the community patients you see, that's like special care and peds, is
That's
it?
regular special care, basically.
Which is so important that these patients do get seen still. And I think that's what people forget. They need these cohort of patients need their specific treatment needs met instead of, community just being about urgent care, because the dental practices should really be picking that up, right?
And that's something not to forget, because these patients that we see in community, they tend not to be able to access. They come to us because they can't access routine high street dentistry. So I mean, if we're occupying all our time seeing the general population, they can be easily forgotten. So yeah, just like you said, it's good to make sure that we keep our provisions open for them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's, vulnerable access as well, that well, I think with the dental practices now, more of them opening, and they should be. There's obviously difficulty because of the fallow time, so because of the AGPs. For those that don't know what an AGP is, it's an aerosol generating procedure. And because in dentistry we use drills and we use a lot of things that create aerosols, there's a fallow time where there needs to be time in between these generation of aerosols so that it's safe within the environment. I think that's obviously slowed down the patient intake, or the number of patients that can be seen by practices, which is obviously a little bit of a concern, because the number of patients that would routinely not been seen, or that would have been seen, are not actually met. But I think with more practices opening, and I think with this second lockdown, I really don't think it will be the same as the first, with the way the dentistry was, where everything closed down. But yeah, no, I think there's quite a lot of things that people can like focus on though and do during these lockdowns. Like some people have like done their baking, their cooking, focused on that. I'm going to try and learn a new language. Well, not learn a new language. I'm going to try and upskill my Hindi. So, maybe
Okay.
one day I'll be able to do a podcast in Hindi because I'm trying to upskill my language, my fluency. So I think I'm going to do that in this
Your
lockdown.
language skills.
Yeah. And what are you going to do?
My one of my flatmates got me a knitting
Oh my
kit
goodness, that's so
to
cool.
knit a
What is
panda bear.
that? Paddington
It's
Bear.
a it's a no to no panda bear. It's a
Panda
red
Bear.
panda bear.
That is so cute.
Yeah,
Have you
this is
started
gonna
knitting?
be my I haven't started it yet. It says skill level 2 out of 3 stars. It's
Do you know how
got
to
an
knit?
instruction leaflet in there, so this is gonna be no, I don't. So it's gonna be interesting.
Oh my goodness. You can put a picture of that up on Under the Tooth Guys once Elias has finished with his knitting. Oh my goodness. We should have a
Once I
bake
finish, I don't know
off.
how long it's gonna take, but we should.
Yeah, we should. Well, I want to see your, but the next time we record this type of podcast, then hopefully you'll have finished your panda bear knitting. And
Hopefully.
I've been doing a bit of dancing as well in my spare time in my flat. I think my neighbors actually hate me because it's like so loud. They're like, boom, boom. They're like, who's this elephant dancing about the living room? But I'm gonna get a new floor in one of my rooms, my in bedroom. So I'm going to have to like remove everything, be like a DIY queen.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't hurt myself, but I'm sure I'll be
Nice.
okay.
Nah, you're fully capable.
Thanks. I'm so glad you have faith in me. But I think that for all our viewers, like focus on a particular project in between your work, whether it's knitting, like Elias. Cooking, baking, learning a new language, catching up on some books. I've been reading some books recently as well, and that's been really like, oh my goodness, this one, right? It's How to Get Your Naughty Word Together. I won't say it because we'll have to bleep it out, but it's a really good book. And do you know what it said? It said about lists. Make sure that in your to-do list you've got like your urgent today list, and then you've got like your to-do list, and then you've got your like future to-do list. Because what happens is we procrastinate what we're doing. So if we make a list, we tend to pick what we like best out that list and do that, and leave the stuff that might be the most urgent but doesn't need done. Like, have you ever got a
Yeah.
parking ticket, right? And you need to pay that parking ticket, but you just don't pay it when it's
Yeah.
probably the most simple thing to do on your list because you just log in and pay.
Yeah,
Why do we do it? Because we grudge and we're like, I don't want to do it. But that's probably urgent because if you don't pay it, you're gonna get into this like thing where it's gonna rack up.
Exactly.
And it's so true. It was such a good book. I was reading it. I was like, oh my goodness, this is gonna change my life.
What's is it yellow? Is the book yellow?
No, it's white. So it's
Okay.
Yeah, How to Get Your Stuff
Your
Together.
stuff together.
Yeah, but in a naughty
Okay.
word form instead of stuff, it's something else. But yeah, so I'm gonna get my stuff together, and we've got some really cool guests as well that we're gonna be recording. So guys, listen out. We've got some really cool podcasts that we'll be releasing. We're back now. We had a lot on our plates with COVID and work. Sorry he couldn't be with us today, but he'll be back with us on our next episode. And yeah, always drop us a message, send us an email, send us a DM, like, share, post our posts, and we'll bring some really cool content to you. And we hope you're all safe and keeping well during COVID. And send us
Thanks.
some ideas of stuff we can do as well. We'll share you
Yeah, for
yours.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Catch you in the next
Bye.
one. Bye.
Bye
Bye.
bye.